It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
Let's get our thoughts together. Let's not jump right into
the podcast. You only have one or two in your brain, so put them in an order and decide to use them.
Let's each of us think about how we can contribute to the podcast before we start.
Let's talk about that robot that just landed on Mars.
All right, which, I don't know. What's that all about?
Seems like a lot of money.
We're in the middle
of a pandemic. I know they launched it last July, and they were probably working on it for 7 or 10 years.
We're just trying to move forward.
I know.
I never got a chance to completely read the email from Iron Mike.
Did it turn out that he actually hated you?
No, he loved the show, thinks that your kid's going to have a bright future. Heard Heather saying her son is hoping to get into Tri-County.
Yeah.
I'm an 08 Blue Hills graduate that took metal fabrication.
Mm. Awesome.
Oh. Pete's right. Trade jobs are kind of recession-proof.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My wife works with those metal fabricators. They call them tin knockers.
Oh, really?
That's what they call her boobs.
Vocation schooling is the way to go.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's so excited, and I'm so nervous that he's not. I mean, he already did it. He had to do an interview. Mm. Like, you don't do an interview to get into high school, but he did, and he had to do it on his own, because guess where mom and dad are during the day? Mm-hmm. Work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he had to get on there and talk to someone and...
Well, I mean, I always knew I was going to be in the media, communications, writing, something. I knew what I was going to do. I knew why I wanted to go to college. For kids that don't, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great to get a trade.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought retail was for me.
Mm. Is that what you went to college for, retail?
Well, yeah.
Because you went to college.
Yeah, I know, but with a business degree, I'd heard that the manager there was making $39,000 or $49,000. I went, you shit me? I can make that kind of money?
Hell yeah.
Well, the thing about William, though, is he wants to be a writer. Like, he's a beautiful writer.
Yeah.
He writes wonderful stories, and his teachers all point that out, but that doesn't mean he wants to go to high school and do regular high school. He still wants to do something else interesting.
Right, right.
Right? So he wants to go, I don't even know if he wants to go to college, but he wants to be a writer. So
maybe pick up a kick-ass skill and then go off to college.
He just wants to be interested.
Yeah.
That's
right.
It.
That's the thing with kids. If you can just find them something to be interested in, it's not always easy, though. Yeah.
So Mike writes, at 16, I was working in my field, making great money. By 20, I was traveling the country as an underwater welder.
Oh,
that's super
fast
cool.
Forward to today, and I've been working throughout the pandemic on the Green Line project. So we're dedicating today's podcast to Iron Mike.
No cool stories about losing a limb to a shark while doing some underwater welding?
Let me look and see if he mentioned that.
No.
Two things I know about that profession. One is, it's one of the highest paying trade jobs in the world.
Yes.
Two, it's one of the most dangerous trade jobs in the world.
Mm.
My wife's uncle in Louisiana was an underwater welder. He left the Navy.
Underwater welder. Underwater
welder.
Underwater welder. Underwater welder.
Guess what I am? An underwater welder.
No, I can't. What are you?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I can't understand you.
My trade is a underwater welder.
And I follow boil water orders.
How does he get to work? On a boat full of semen.
Right.
All right. What else here this morning? I thought we had a great show. Let's, recap the show and let's talk about.
Why do we have to relive the shit that already happened?
About a great week that we had. If you were going to grade the week, I would definitely go.
We weren't here Monday, so that was our best day.
We weren't here Monday.
I like the 4-day work week. I'll tell you. I'll take that all day long.
I can get used to that.
It's the Carter Allen method of employment, isn't it? Or is he a 3-day work week?
Take the Monday.
In the summer,
or
he takes, yeah.
Like 4-day weekend.
Monday or Friday.
Well, I think this topic segues nice into what I'm about to tell you guys.
That you're taking next week off.
No, a week from today, I start vacation. So I'm off next Friday through the first week of March.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's my dad's birthday. He's turning 81.
Sweet.
And this is his first birthday alone. So I'm flying down to go spend the weekend with him.
That's awesome.
And he's pumped. He's very excited. And he says, oh, well, hopefully this 80-degree weather sticks around for another couple weeks.
Shall we look?
It better.
Mm-hmm.
Look while you're talking.
And the only thing, usually when I go down there, he hands me like a to-do list of like, shit he wants done around the house because he doesn't get on ladders anymore and none of that. So I was like, yeah, no problem. I just make your list, whatever.
What do you call him? Dad, pops, what do you call him?
Dad.
Okay, just want to see.
Yeah. Hey, father.
You're still going to have the good temperatures.
Oh,
so
nice.
You're leaving the Friday, which is the 26th.
26th, yeah.
79, 82, 83, 83, 82, 80.
I'm telling you.
So you're getting on your private jet Friday.
Like, right. Like, you know, right. So anyway, he says, hey, there is one thing I need you to do when you come down here next week. I go, what is it? He goes, you got to make me some of those ribs that you made last month.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because, you know, he doesn't cook for himself. He reheats stuff. He gets prepared meals at the grocery store. And, you know, he's good with the microwave.
Right.
But he's like, yeah. He's like, I really want you to make those slow-cooked ribs.
Ah, nice.
How do you do them?
Done.
How do you do them?
I make a dry rub.
Okay.
I got the Kenny special. I do the dry rub.
Are you mixing your own dry rub? Is that your own little concoction?
I do.
Okay.
But the first thing I do is I remove that membrane on the back of the ribs so that all your rub can get absorbed on both sides.
I've never done that.
A lot of people don't pull that thing off.
I never do.
It's nasty. It's
okay.
Like skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then I put a little yellow mustard so that you get the vinegar going in there.
Whoa.
And then the dry rub.
Nice.
And I wrap them up overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go slow for about 4 hours at 300.
Does your dad have a place to cook them at the house?
He's got an oven. And then what I like to do is the finishing move off the top ropes is I fire up the barbecue grill. And when they're done slow cooking, I sear them at the end.
He has a barbecue. Yeah. He has a grill.
He's got a charcoal grill, old school. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's the way it's done. You're doing it. And then, like I said, then throw them on the grill at the end just to brown them up a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Of course, if it's just the two of you, that's it. Just ribs. You just eat ribs. No coleslaw, no fries. You know, beer and ribs. Done.
That's it.
Have you ever had the cornbread at BJ's?
Yeah, and the little, they used to do samples.
The plastic, the plastic containers of cornbread. Get cornbread. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Coleslaw. Yeah. Oh, I'm having ribs tonight.
See? So. Now I'm thinking, I should do a...
But what I do is I put a little liquid smoke, and I boil the ribs, and then I throw them on the grill, and then right before I take them off is when I put the sauce on. So, I don't know. I like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a better way to do it.
I'm not sure we've ever made ribs.
Really?
Mm.
God,
we do the tin foil, you know, wrap them tight in tin foil, mm-hmm. slow
yeah,
cook
that's exactly
with water in the pan, you know, and then throw them on the grill.
Can you give us an update on your snowblower? What has happened?
Oh, yeah. So I was on the phone talking to the peeps at my local independent hardware store dealer. And, you know, the problem is right now a lot of people are out of inventory on snowblowers, you figure, this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason or another. So
really you lucked out with this last storm because you don't need it. Right.
Exactly. Okay. So either way, they're going to have to order it. The neighbor across the street, when I told him, you know, your machine has rested.
He agreed with me.
We took it out back behind the barn and shot it down. I said, look, there's two options. I said, either you can, go halvesies with me. I'm going to buy a new machine. I said, you can go halvesies with me on this. I said, I'm not sure what it's going to cost yet. Or this is where we part ways and you can find someone
to plow
your driveway.
So you planted that idea.
And he was like, well, why don't we just wait till next year? This is what he sounds like. Why don't we wait till next year and then get something? And I go,
there's
like 5 weeks of winter left, and I'm the one that has to do the clearing.
Yeah, he's advantage. There's no question that he's screwing you.
So he's starting, I think he's coming around to the idea that, for the last 16 years, I've been doing a lot of work.
Are you kidding me?
So then I got this machine ready to go, and I'm ready to place the order. Because finally he goes, well, do what you want, and we'll talk about it later.
What were you going to order? Which one?
Honda
product placement and errands, yeah.
An errand. Oh, an
errand. Nice errand. So I talked to this woman at my independent place, and she goes, it's going to take 2 weeks because the distributors, they don't just ship them anymore. They wait until somebody orders them, and then they ship them to the
store. Well, the next 2 weeks look okay.
They do.
Okay, now wait a minute. So if you buy this.
Yeah. Especially for one of them, you'll be in Florida.
Are you splitting ownership complete? Are you splitting it, or is it really yours? But he's paying for half of it, and you're doing his driveway.
See, I'm going to tell you right now, because he's on a fixed income, like I said yesterday, I really don't think he's going to go halfsies on this with me, because it's going to end up being like $1,500, $1,600.
So every once in a while, he'll probably throw you some cash for doing his driveway.
He's going to have to pay you to do the driveway.
So let's fast forward now to me retelling this whole story to the wife. And what did she say to me?
What I said.
She goes, I think he should be paying you to do it, and you just buy the machine outright.
Yeah.
That seems like the
easiest one where there's not like a lot of weird strings to know where they're connected to.
Right.
So if he chooses to pay you for it, and if he doesn't, I mean, this is kind of the situation you've been in for the past 16 years. So
let's say
you just keep doing it.
Yeah, let's say he flips me like $20, $25 because right. It's not a huge driveway.
Then you need it. That's great.
Well, it's two
then
driveways.
And that way there, like Jen said, it chips away at what I paid for the plow.
Yeah,
and
right.
Maybe
yeah.
In a couple of years.
Six pack.
Right. He because, will have paid.
Because you're replacing his snowblower. It's his. So he should either he's all in and replaces the whole thing.
He's not going to do that.
Okay, then
you're right now.
I like the
tight
fact one. That you bought the errands and then you keep doing what you're doing because it's hard to stop doing something like that. And you, it's not like you, I mean, you're okay with it. And then if he throws you money, good on him.
Say,
and if he doesn't, you know, oh,
I would
wow.
say exactly what you said.
Yep.
If you could throw me some bucks from time to time to chip away at me paying it off.
That's it. That's what
that's
I'm
exactly
say.
What you do.
But then
I don't know if I'd ask him.
But then the wife also said,
"You wouldn't ask him for a couple bucks?
Why don't you wait?"
I would.
Jen says, "Why don't you wait to get it in the off season? I bet it'll be cheaper. We can save some money on it."
Honestly,
you still have these 5 weeks.
No, but I thought that too. You're not going to save a ton of money. Maybe 10-15%. It's not worth it.
See that the thing is, there's not a lot of inventory. If this was a winter without snow.
Yeah.
There'd be a shit ton of
they're
these
not
things.
Giving at the end of the season they're not giving these snowblowers
yeah,
away.
They're outside of Lowe's right now, but they're not necessarily ones you'd want.
Can we get my wife on the phone right now?
Yeah, you want to call?
You want to call her real quick?
You don't want to give your number out on the air on the podcast.
You'll edit
well,
it
I'll
out.
I'll edit it out. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hang on a second.
Oh yeah, we can edit shit.
All right, what's the number?
617
3 That's a good one. Do you want to know her name, or did you remember?
It's Jen.
Okay, good. That's always a close one. She'll think it's you.
What'd you say? I'm calling from the sperm
bank. Hello?
Jen?
Yeah?
Calling from the sperm bank.
No, you're not, you asshole.
Did it come up WZLX on your phone?
It came up 931-100.7, so I knew it was the station.
Okay. The Jen, sperm station.
Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You can curse.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like right now.
Yeah, like right now. Just give us your best. What's
oh,
your
like
favorite
right
curse?
Shit.
Shit.
So Kevin has something he wants to say because we spent 2 days talking about our predicament at home.
Well, I love the idea. I think it was your idea. And that is?
Having separate bedrooms.
No. Come on.
No,
let him get it out.
No.
That's
oh, we
not
talk
it.
About that?
No, just kidding.
You guys buy it. And then you go up to this guy and say, hey, look, I've been doing these for years. If you could throw some money my way to chip away at, you know, paying for this, I'd be willing to have this kind of a deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You
I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
I think it's fair. I'm just in my mind, you're going to end up buying the snowblower. You keep doing his two driveways. And then if he throws you money, he throws you money. And if he doesn't, you know, he's a dick.
Well, that's true,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but he wouldn't do that.
So he'll throw you money even if you ask.
I think
I just said to Kenny, why don't you just start charging him to do his driveway?
That's exactly right.
From what I've heard of this guy, Jen, is it possible that he would agree to pay $25, but only if Kenny blows the snow in some tight shorts and Bobby socks? so I can watch him from the living room window.
I want to watch him from the window.
You
so
don't
you
need
know
no
our
shirt.
Well.
That's right.
So oh, geez, look, Kenny's here to blow the snow again.
But now, Jen, there is another item in this or minute in this meeting that I want to address. And Kevin also said, "Why wait till the off season?"
Yeah, you're not going. The thing is that they're not giving these snowblowers away at the end of the season. So you buy it now. Right. You're not saving a ton of money. I've done it before.
There's no inventory right now. So it's not like they have machines they need to get rid of in July.
Maybe 10, 15% off at the most. You need to get one now.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. We're just bleeding money right now.
What's a snowboard? Is it a grand?
$1,500, $1,600.
Oh, you went high. That's a nice one.
Well, no,
I want to get
like
one that's
going to
last 20 years. Yeah,
that's a big boy. Is that a big scooper on the front then?
Well, no. It's a... The one I'm looking at is a 24, but it has the upgraded engine, the SHO, super
one
high
wheel
output.
One wheel or two wheel?
Two wheel, two stage.
Two wheel drive?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
that's...
it has the auto.
And knowing
stage.
You.
John wishes he had gotten, he has the errands, he wishes he had gotten the two wheel.
Yeah.
He only got the one. He was like, why didn't I get the two?
Yeah. Do you think you'll take care of it like you do your truck?
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
And put a coat of wax on it?
Yeah.
Take it to the car wash, walk it through in your bathing suit.
Car wash.
All right, so we solved it then. So you're going to go over there today.
That's right.
and say,
give him kisses.
You're going to say, I'm going to buy it myself.
If I get the order signed off from the homestead, I will place a phone call today.
Right. And then tell the guy, you know, because he doesn't have the money to even go halvesies, I would assume.
I wouldn't think so.
Right. Go, yeah. Hey.
He does.
Oh. But that's we were I, saying he he's very tight.
But honestly, you don't want to go halvesies with anyone.
I don't. Right. I want it to be mine.
And I want out of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. What's that?
Get out of it.
Teddy wants out of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the nicest way to do it is to just buy out the snowblower and ask him, you know, if you still want me to do your driveway. But I don't think Kenny wants to do his driveway. So I think he should just sever the ties and say, let's be neighbors, and that's it.
All right.
I like that.
Have you thought about killing him?
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!